morning, Radioland. I guess it's still okay to say Happy New Year.
Yes, it is.
It is only the 5th, so Happy New Year, everyone, again. How are you, Farmer?
I'm doing well, Kevin. And how was your New Year's Eve?
It was quiet.
Nice.
I liked it quiet. I made a pork roast.
There you go.
I always make a pork roast. I love pork roast.
There you go. Nothing wrong with that. Ours was quiet also, believe it or not.
Good. Excellent.
We stayed at home and watched a little bit of TV and some football, and that's the way it was.
Well, we're getting a little bit long in the tooth for a lot of partying, but not too long in the tooth, not to have planned a good show for you today. We're going to be starting off my set with Ronan Tynan, the Rumjacks, Sybil, Thin Lizzy, Christy Moore, and the Frames, if we get that far. How about you, Farmer?
Well, I got this new CD over the holidays, and it's I'm going to play a cut off that. It's Celtic Women, number 20. It's the 20th anniversary
album. Their 20th anniversary album, okay.
So we'll pick out a song that some of the words I can't understand, so I'll ask you to.
Okay.
Some Dire Straits and the Cranberries today.
Good. We'll look forward to all of that. We're starting off today's set with Ronan Tynan from his album, The Dawning of the Day, Morning Has Broken.
Thank you. on Crimson Lake, the blood of ancient heroes foaming in our wake. The broken savage coast ahead will recognize her own. Rocks are marching to the sea and got a passage.
Grave, I wander, dream, noon. the barley.
Sybil there. The Wind That Shakes the Barley, one of my very favorite Irish songs. And before that, we heard from the Rumjacks, Home, the name of the song. Sober and Godless was the name of the album. I'm not sure I want to know the story behind that, but we started off with a very nice song, Ronan Tynan, The Dawning of the Day, the name of the album, and Morning Has Broken, a familiar tune for all of us. So did you know we're now heard in Lee, Farmer?
We are now officially in Lee.
We are officially in Lee.
Oh, good. That means some Sunday when I'm down in Great Barrington area plowing or Stockbridge area, I can hear it.
Well, as we all know, the call numbers here are 89.7 for WTBR-FM in Pittsfield. And in Lee, the call numbers will be 88.1 WSBR Lee. 88.1. So please tune in if you're in South County to the wonderful programming here that you hear at Pittsfield and now Lee Community Radio.
Yay.
So we're going to be hearing something from you, Farmer.
Yep, we're going to start off with Uncolleague Drag, and it's an Irish song.
It is an Irish song, The Red-Haired Woman.
Thank you.
change, had much to say. But man, I still think them cats are crazy. They were asking if you were around, how you was, where you could be found. I told them you were living downtown, driving all the old men crazy.
The boys are back in town, the boys are back in town.
I said,
chick that used to dance a lot, every night she'd be on the floor shaking what she'd got. Man, when I tell you she was cool, she was red hot, I mean she was steaming. And that time over at Johnny's place, well, this chick got up and she slapped Johnny's face. Man, we just fell about the place. If that chick don't wanna know, forget her.
The boys are back in town, the boys are back in town.
I said,
the boys are back in town.
The lonely furrow to the north, south, east and west of all the navigators, Brendan was the best. When he ran out of candles, he was forced to make a stop. So we tied up in Long Island, put America on the map. Did you know that Honolulu was from a hairy man who went on to find Australia, then China and Japan? When he was touching 70, he began to miss the crack. Turning to his albatross as he aimed heading back. But was it right or left for Gibraltar? What tack do I take for mizzen head? Well, enough to settle down near Venturi Harbour. Sent Brendan to his albatross, he said, to it fast, he bent the mast and built up mighty steam around Terra del Fuego and up the warm Gulf Stream. As he crossed the last horizon, Mount Brandon came in sight, and when he cleared the customs into Dingle for the night, when he got the spuds and bacon, he went to douse the drought. He headed west to Kruger's to murder pints of stout. Around by Ballyferritor and up the Connor Pass, he freewheeled into Brandon, the saint was home at last. Oh, was it right or left for Gibraltar? Oh, what tack do I take from his head? Well, I'd love to settle down near Ventry Harbour. Saint Brendan to his albatross, he said. The entire population came, the place was chock-a-block. Love nor money wouldn't get you your nose inside the shop. The fishermen hauled up their nets and farmers left their hay. Kerry people know that saints don't turn up every day. Everything was going grand till Brendan did announce his reason for returning was to try and set up house. All the girls were flabbergasted at St. Brendan's neck, to seek a wife so late in life and him a total wreck. Oh, is it right or left for Gibraltar? Oh, what tack do I take for mizzen head? Well, I'd love to settle down near Ventry Harbour. St. Brendan to his albatross, he said. Worn out by rejection that pierced the poor man's pride, be God, says Brendan, if I run, I'll surely catch the tide. Turning on his sandals, he made straight for the docks, and hauling up his anchor, he cast off from the rocks. As he sailed past in the Inishfecta land, there stood the albatross. I knew you'd never stick it out, 'tis great to see a boss. I'm bailing out, says Brendan, I badly need a break. Oh, all this dingle dangin', it's more than I can take. Oh, is it right or left for Gibraltar? Oh, what tack do I take for mizzen head? Well, I'd love to settle down near Ventry Harbour. Saint Brendan to his albatross, he said.
This is Kevin Cahill and Farmer Hughes. Welcome back to the Sunday Sounds of Ireland. You always have to wait for the little that Chrissy Moore sings at the end of the songs.
Every song.
So, but that was St. Brendan's Voyage, in which he musically describes the discovery of North America by St. Brendan. And it's a delightful song, really. It's quite humorous. And before that, we heard from Thin Lizzy from their Best Of album, with The Boys Are Back in Town.
That song was probably a number one hit back when it came out in U.S.
Yes. We don't remember.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not going to try to give my age away. I'm only 14. Okay.
But it was certainly a number one hit in the Republic of Ireland. And you started us off.
I did. I started us off with Uncullen Dreg, which is the Redhead Lady.
It was a very pretty song.
It was. It was off that album, Celtic Women 20. I got to get 19 more of these someplace.
We'll fight. So next we're going to hear from the Choral Works of Ireland and Scotland with Sleep Song.
Thank you. forest covered mountains are home now for me. But my home is the lowlands and always will be. Someday you'll return to your valleys and your farms, and you'll no longer burn to be brothers in arms. Through these fields of destruction, baptisms of fire, I've witnessed your suffering as the battle reached high. And though it hurt me so bad, in the fear and the alarm, you did not desert me, my brothers and I.
In every line in your always fool me, and I can't react. And games that never amount to more than they're meant will play themselves out.
It must have been in one of my, I'm playing on my favorites this week, moods. Because that also was a favorite song of mine. The Frames, of course. It's an older album at this point from the 90s. The Cost is the name of the album. Falling Slowly is the name of the song. And before that, we heard from an album called The Choral Works of Ireland and Scotland with Sleep Song. And you started us off, Farmer.
I did. Dire Straits started us off that set, and it was Brother in Arms, and that was off their album, Brothers in Arms. That has a couple of good songs on it, rock and roll songs from back in the 80s and early 90s.
Right.
So, it was a good song, though.
It is.
It was a very good set.
So on this day in Irish history, the Franco-Irish Ambulance Brigade is released from duty. On the 5th of January, 1871, the Franco-Irish Ambulance Brigade, a volunteer medical corps comprising surgeons, medical students, and ambulance drivers, was released from its duties by the French authorities. Also known as the Ambulance Irlandaise, it had been established in Dublin in the previous year to assist France in its war with Prussia, which ostensibly started over the infamous EMS telegram. Soon after, the Committee for the Relief of the Sick and the Wounded of the French Army and the Navy was established, founded by Father Tom Burke. In October 1870, a notice in the Irish Times stated that, quote, "Volunteers for the Irish Ambulance Corps who have passed the final examination as to eligibility are required to present themselves at the office." 250 volunteers left that month to drive ambulances during the Franco-Prussian War. They arrived at Le Havre on a ship called La Fontaine, and France was already losing the war quite badly. One novel feature of the brigade was that it managed to circumvent the Foreign Enlistment Act of 1870, which forbade anyone in Ireland or Great Britain from accepting any commission or engagement in the military or naval services of any foreign state at war with any other foreign state with her and part of Her Majesty. So the English government didn't want them doing this, right, basically. Though its purpose was to aid sick and wounded soldiers, several members of the brigade joined the French Foreign Legion, as they are wont to do, upon arrival, and this led to the arrest of one, quote, John MacDonald, whose real name was Joseph MacDonald, a former Fenian in London who was thought to have been the principal recruiter for the brigade. Shortly before the Armistice of Versailles, the Ambulance Irlandaise returned to Ireland. It had earned a good reputation on the battlefields of continental Europe, having come to the aid of several hundred wounded French soldiers. So there you have it. And you're starting us off this set,
Farmer. Yeah, this set is the Cranberries to kick it off.
Oh, great. And this is Kevin Kale and Farmer Hughes saying goodbye for another week. Please listen to all the locally produced programming, both in Pittsfield and in Lee. Here at WTPR 89.7, and listen to all their well-produced programs on the TV as well. Farmer?
And I just wish everybody a happy, happy New Year. And we'll be back next week. I hope everybody enjoyed the show today. And also, I want you to stay tuned into our show again next week. Be good, be kind, and keep your Irish eyes a-smiling.